Bobby Weatherby has been entertaining audiences for decades. He's celebrating his 50th year on the piano bar circuit, so we thought we'd talk to him about his longevity and his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Charlotte. Nice to hear you.
You're celebrating your 50th year in show business. Tell us a little bit about that. How did that come about?
Well, actually, I've been in show business 63 years. It's my 50th year working Provincetown on a steady basis at the piano. So I've been doing it since I was 6 years old. I had a mother who gave up her career. She was a stage and radio actress, and she gave up her career when she had me. And for some unknown reason, I sat down at 3 years old and played the piano with two hands. And she kind of said, well, Sally, I got a live one here. And from there on in, she started priming me for what I do now.
What's your inspiration that keeps you performing?
This whole thing is given to me, and I'm not a really big believer in the higher power thing, but it was given to me as a child. And I just feel that as long as I can do it and do it well, I'll just continue it forever. You know, it gives a lot of people a lot of happiness they might not have had. It's a joy to watch people in front of me be happy. It's a joy to watch people connect with one another. It's a social thing. Also, with the people in front of me, they get to know one another. I have two friends in Boston who said their circle of friends totally changed in 83 when they came to see me. Now all their friends are people that they have met through seeing me at a piano bar.
How did you select your repertoire?
Well, that came about when I first started here. I was at the New Conservatory, and I started from the surf club here in Provincetown, and I had not been in Provincetown since I was 17, and of course, at that time, it was an amazement to me. I mean, I didn't know anything even existed like this. And he said to me, you know, I'll sort of sing bartender, singing waiter, singing show thing. And I said, well, what the hell? I can do this myself without all these other people. And that's where the show tunes came in. I'd always been singing the Gershwin and the Porter and, you know, the Rodgers and Hart and the Irving Berlins, but I had never put the sort of medley of shows together. And that took off, and consequently, it's been the same for these 50 years I've been here.
Is there something you wish to accomplish with your career that you haven't yet?
I wrote a song when I came out when I was 12 years old. I wrote a song called I Never Loved You, That's a Lie. And I would love, before I exit this planet, I would love to have somebody sing it, somebody big. And I'd love to see it either performed nationally, or I'd love a gazillion people to sing it.
Tell us about some of the celebrities that have sat around your piano.
The most wonderful one, I just happened at the St. Regis when I was working there, is Stevie Wonder came in with his wife. And they sat at a table, you know, very nondescript. They didn't want to be noticed. And from the table, he moved over to my piano bar, actually felt his way over. And then he sat there, and of course, I was totally in awe. He stayed for, golly, it had to be an hour, hour and 15 minutes. And I stopped, and he just leaned over, and he said to me, that was really wonderful. And I thought, oh, my God, you know, where do I go from here?
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, since I've never been anything but, from the time I came out, I don't know any other rights. Fortunately, I've always been in the business, so I didn't suffer what kids do as kids. You know, the man I was with for 29 years, I mean, he talked of times, went to Catholic school, how he'd beat up all the time, at least twice a week, he could beat up, severely being gay. What a horrible, horrible, horrible thing to have to go through and to accept. It baffles me. There's a whole world out there. It's not that they can't understand. They won't understand. My whole feeling is totally, it's nobody's freaking business what I do with my body.
What was your reaction to the Democratic platform finally coming out in support of marriage equality and also a trans-inclusive employment non-discrimination act?
That was major. But I also feel that because I do remember Stonewall, and the thing is, it was just a matter of time. And I really feel that that's what this is going to be all about. It's a matter of time. I'm so thrilled that within my lifetime, I've seen this happen. As a kid and as an early gay man, everything was hidden. I was arrested 3 times for just coming out of a gay bar. And I personally feel that along with the militants, I think the women, the gay women, keep it in the forefront. And I think that's amazing.
What's your spin on the anti-gay Republican platform?
It's a platform I wish would crumble. I have so little to say on that because I don't understand how they exist anyway. Within the last 12 years, they should have eliminated their party as far as I'm concerned. As a kid from a totally Republican family, and of course that's in the 50s, I mean, my mother, she was always helping girls that were pregnant. She'd either find a place to have an abortion, which she had when she was prior to getting married. And I'll never forget her saying to a friend who was bad-mouthing this young girl who had gotten pregnant, and she looked at her and she said, "You know, Pearl, you and I were just lucky." And I thought, well, that was hardly a Republican woman. I'd like to think they've got a platform, but they don't have a platform. Because we have so many senators, so many congressmen that are gay and just live in fear. It's so hypocritical. As a platform, I really don't think they have one.
As you were talking about before, you know, we are dealing with LGBTQ teens that are four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Try not to accept the shame. First of all, please don't give up. Secondly, get to a computer. Find a network. Find a place that you can talk. After 45 years of therapy that I've been through, you know, talking to an older person was okay. But if you find somebody, you know, you realize you're gay at 12, 13, 14 years old, through the support group, you can find somebody your age. It makes a big, big difference.
How can people get information about where you're performing?
Well, a lot of people just Googled me, because I don't have a website. I did for a while, and then it crashed. The great man I work for right now, Rick Murray, here in Provincetown, I mean, he has me splashed all over, so pretty much what I do down here is always on there. Because of the stage of my life, the constant work, you know, the 4 to 4 or 5 days a week, has limited itself to Provincetown. In this coming winter, it may not. I may go to Palm Springs, but just Google me and check my Facebook, because I do let people know through Facebook where I am.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I have, like, not only when things go wrong, when things go right. Go with the hand you're dealt and work it. There really isn't an option.